This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Last week against the Giants, the Packers had five chances to take the ball away, finally salvaged a pick by Evan Williams at the end. Coach Matt LaFleur said, yes, there were some weather elements, but they're just working to be better now.
It was windy, but I never want to say that because it's an excuse. So bottom line is you got to try to focus through the catch, you know, and unfortunately we had far too many drops. That's just the way it was. Trust me, we'll be working hard at it not to allow that to happen again.
Safety Xavier McKinney says it's tough when you get chances and don't take advantage.
We've talked about it just amongst, you know, the back end, the defense, about once that opportunity presents itself, we can't leave any meat on the bone. You know, that's what we preach pretty much all the time when we talk about the ball. So we know that it's very critical. You know, once we see that ball is supposed to be ours every time.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs didn't practice on Wednesday, but that does not mean he won't play against the Vikings on Sunday.
The plan is to try to get him healthy enough to go, and it's just going to be a day-by-day thing. You know, we'll see how he progresses as the week unfolds.
Team's two players on IR that are getting closer to return, Jaden Reed and Marshawn Lloyd, both sat out Wednesday's practice, too. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.